On the show today, we have Chalmers' very own Denise Marcinski talking about their Spring Forward webinar series. They're going to be talking about a myriad of topics relating around data analytics, predictive analytics, marketing, payments, you name it. They're going to cover it in this webinar series. Really, really cool stuff here from Denise. So check it out. You guys have a springtime webinar series coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because this sounds really exciting. Speaking of educating the industry, my gosh, you guys are going to do your part. Sounds like.
Yeah, I am super excited about this. We've been spending a lot of time with the partners, but also we're working with the partners. We're working with industry experts, some of which are our own talent, as well as fellow credit unions. So it's a really great mix. So I don't miss out on anyone. I'm going to kind of make sure to check out my notes a little bit.
Go right ahead.
So it's the 12th through the 14th of April. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're doing the 19th and 20th of April. So we're kicking it off with Flow Tracker, and they're going to talk about the journey of with business analytics. And we have two credit unions that have actually, one actually started about 12 years ago, which is really ahead of the
game. They are.
In terms of, you know, what they're doing, and, you know, and it includes everything from data quality to segmentation, next best products. So they're going to share a lot of different things of what they've been doing, and then also the challenges that they've had with getting different departments to help them adopt that, you know, different things like that. And then there's another credit union that has also been probably in the past 3 years focusing on it. So they're on kind of different places in their journey. And the old, it's a journey, not a destination, in terms of, you know, all these different types of tracks. So it's going to be really exciting to have Flow Tracker along with the industry experts. And then Colin, one of our data scientists, is actually going to be hopping on that call as well.
Okay.
Good then deal. The next one, kind of going along the same financial track, is Profit Resources. And they're doing the 4 proven strategies to increase your profits.
Nice.
And you don't want to miss out on that, because they've been doing this a long time and they're amazing people. It's going to be great content. And then we're going to go into, on the 14th, DQ Labs, and we're going to have Meryl Albert from our team. She's our director of data management consulting services. She's been in the data industry for forever. And she's actually going to talk about leading data quality practices along with DQ Labs.
Okay.
So that's going to be just a wealth of information. You know, the simple, you know, simple statement is bad data in, bad data out. But then when you get into, if you're doing a lot of reports for your CFO or for any type of business analytics, and then you're taking something to marketing, if that data is not correct, then you're also, everything that you're doing from that is really not the productive. So it's really critical that, you know, you have something in place, and they're going to tell you how to get it started. And then, you know, ask you some key questions in terms of, based on where you are on your journey, maybe what are you doing that's great? And then what are some key things that you could do to make it better? And then the following week, we kind of move into more of a marketing, and we're going to have on the 19th, Verency, and they basically have rewards programs, but to boost your existing rewards. I would say most credit unions have some type of rewards program, but what we're talking about is the credit card, you know, revenues, if you will, are coming back.
Yes, they are.
Because in 2020, right, people weren't spending, they're inside, they're not traveling, and now it's just skyrocketing. So you want to hop on that. If you're a credit union, you want to hop on that bandwagon, because one, you want to make sure that, you know, most people have multiple cards. You want to make sure they're using your card. You know, how do you do that? How do you, and then if they are using your card, how do you keep them engaged? Because we're not the only ones that are seeing this, you know, increase. I can't tell you how many emails, even like snail mail, I get for a new credit card program. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're keeping your members and gaining, it's a great way to gain new ones right now. And then Prisma, who I mentioned, that has the omni channel, you know, marketing piece, they're going to be again with Colin from a data scientist perspective. And we're going to talk about the predictive analytics and, you know, next best solution, next best product, next best action, whatever you want to, you know, however you want to word that. But then how do you use that data to create an effective personalized marketing campaign? Because if you have the data but don't do anything with it, well, you're really not getting a lot of value.
Exactly. It's just,
and then if you have a great way to market, but you're just throwing it out there at everybody, you're, you know, you're not spending your money most effectively. It doesn't mean that something's not going to, you know, stick, if you will. But it's much better to have something that's very targeted and effective and, you know, when you have an omni-channel, you know, a lot of different, you're reaching a lot of different folks. And as well, you have something that's automated, that's in place, that helps with all that follow-up. Yeah. So we are super excited. It's going to be information packed.
I bet.
And then we're going to have the part two. And we're going to continue the series, if you will, but in person at our annual conference.
Yes.
And our annual conference is going to be at the JW Marriott in Tampa. It's May 17th through the 20th. We're looking to have, you know, 200 to 300 people, of which the credit unions, and we have great feedback from past years. We have some industry speakers. We have partners that will be attending. We already have quite a lot of credit unions that have registered.
Right on.
And then we have some really cool leading speakers just that, you know, get you fired up, industry experts, just all different types of
bunch of motivators
and activities. Yeah.
So how do you see this? I'm going to ask you another totally obvious question here, Denise, but how do you see this series benefiting credit unions? Obviously, education is probably the first and foremost one here, because it sounds like you're really educating the credit unions here on all this stuff. So what else, what other benefits do you see these this series helping credit unions?
Well, one of the things when we were putting it together that we did want to make sure that we were doing is we really didn't want it to be a product, you know, pitch, if you will, that this really is educational.
Yep.
So for instance, if you're going in the, you know, the four proven ways to, you know, profitability, Gene's really going to talk about things that you can do. You don't necessarily have to sign up with Profit Resources to take advantage of that. So we think the education is key, because from, you know, having been with the credit unions, one, that's our space, right? We focus on credit unions. Two, even at GAC, talking to so many different credit unions and the challenges that they're having, we specifically chose these topics based on the feedback from where we see the credit unions having their challenges. So this was kind of an answer to the credit unions' asks of us in terms of how do we solve these challenges and how can you help us challenge? And so here we have it.
So the series topics is essentially coming from the feedback that you're getting from credit unions. I mean, this is, you know, it's such a perfect cycle here that you guys are providing credit unions, because these are the topics that credit unions are talking about. So
absolutely,
this is fantastic. Fantastic. Because I was going to ask you, it's like, hey, so where'd you get your ideas from? So you just answered it for me. From the credit unions, of course.
So, yes.
Good stuff. So, hey, before I let you go, where can folks register for the series, the webinar series and the conference?
So if you go to www.trellens.com, both are on our website.
Okay.
And we also have we are posting on LinkedIn. We have on LinkedIn, both, there's tons of, you know, intel out there for the annual conference and the spring webinar. And then Maren just popped up with trellens.com/spring22.
All right. We will put that link in the show notes as well, so people can get right it and register and give you guys a call if they have any questions as well. And I lied. I have one more question for you.
Oh, okay.
Anything else to add to wrap up? I mean, we covered a lot today, obviously, Denise, but any final thoughts here?
Well, I guess just the final thought is I'm just really excited to be part of Trellens. And the reason being is it's, you know, we're a business like any other business. But when we're thinking about our solutions and, you know, how we're helping the credit unions, the passion that the company has and how we all work so collaboratively, if I can get the word out, together with the mission of really helping the credit unions and seeing them be successful. Like, I get excited when they're like, oh, we want to take advantage of that. And then they're excited because they did it and it's helping their business. So, and I feel like that's a common thread throughout the Trellens culture. So I just wanted to share that because I think it's just really exciting and we're very passionate about what we do.
And it shows as well. Yeah, you guys do a stellar job at helping out credit unions in this area, and it continues to all evolve and grow. And you guys are right there leading the pack. So congrats on all the success you guys have earned over the years, and keep up the good work, and we'll be watching, and we'll also look forward to helping spread the word about the partnership program and the webinar series and the conference as well. So a lot going on this spring for you guys.
I know. Lots of great things. Thank you so much, Mike. We really appreciate it.
Oh my God.